New York senior senator urged the U.S. Coast Guard, which is under the jurisdiction of the Homeland Security Department, to quarterback the effort to provide a maritime security plan for Westchester County-based Indian Point.
I believe our best possible defense against any attack is around-the-clock patrols along the waterfront. Let me reiterate, in order to ensure our continued safety, we should have a boat 24/7 in the security zone to make sure no one untoward goes there. You say, do you think an attack's likely? No. Do I think an attack has a 10% or even 1% chance of happening? Thank God, no. But when it comes to terrorism, we have a motto ever since 9/11. You can't be too careful.
He says federal, state, and local resources in the form of boat patrols are available.
You don't need a big destroyer or a big frigate to do this patrol. All you need is a small little craft.
He says he has written to the head of the U.S. Coast Guard and expects a positive response.
So I am asking today the U.S. Coast Guard to establish a plan whereby state, federal, and local authorities provide 24/7 protection by the water, by Indian Point. Now, can they do it? Yes. And when they do this review, all the stakeholders should have a seat at the table. Entergy, the U.S. Coast Guard, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, New York State, local law enforcement, and the Federal Department of Energy.
Jerry Nappi is a spokesman for Indian Point parent Entergy.
We're happy to work with the senator and with Homeland Security. We already work with the federal government, with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and with state agencies on our robust security program. And we're certainly going to work with them going forward. And we expect that Homeland Security will state that we have a secure plant.
A request for comment from the U.S. Coast Guard was not answered in time for this broadcast. Schumer says he was surprised to learn that there were not visible 24-hour boat patrols within a 300-yard radius on the Hudson River by Indian Point. He says that's a safety and security zone established by the Coast Guard.
Here's the biggest glaring loophole. There is no requirement for 24-hour surveillance. That is simply not good enough. Because without proper enforcement mechanisms, there's no point to establishing a safety and security zone.
He adds,
over the past several months, reports have shown that at times, the only thing between a would-be attacker and Indian Point's waterfront is a line of warning buoys, nothing else.
He also points to a report from the Nuclear Proliferation Prevention Project out of the University of Texas and commissioned by the Department of Defense that says Indian Point is one of 8 reactor sites across the country vulnerable to a seaborne terrorist attack. Entergy's Nappi says there is 24/7 plant security at the waterfront.
We work closely with the federal and state government to provide protection on the waterfront. And the NRC inspects our program regularly. They've stated Indian Point is a secure plant, and they actually do realistic drills where they try and gain access to the plant, not just on land, but also on the water. And we've been able to defend the plant every time.
He says there are boat patrols, but declined to elaborate, citing security reasons. Again, here's Schumer.
Am I saying the security's bad? No. Am I pointing a finger at somebody to blame? No. I am just saying you can make it better. Let's get to it and make it better.
Schumer's call comes as the relicensing review for Buchanan-based Indian Point is underway.
I have not called for the closure of Indian Point until somebody comes up with a way to provide all the electric power that Indian Point provides, but I've focused on security all along and making it really secure.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.